Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Demarkfarbe.
Tishkow. Tishkow.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex and dating.
And here we are once again. This is Prem and Rogue bringing you an amazing, amazing show on this week's LSD Cast.
That's right. If you're joining us for the first time, this is episode 19. You've got 18 shows to catch up on.
18.
All brilliant.
That's one shy of 20.
I'm so glad you were so quickly able to do the math. I was on tenterhooks here. One short of what's he gonna say? Oh my God, 20!
See, wow. I always do that to all the listeners. I put them on the edge of their seats because they never know what's coming up next.
Right, because nobody can do simple math. Thank you. So this is my little brother, Prem, and I'm Rogue, and we are the duo that hosts the Love, Sex and Dating podcast right here out of LA and Mumbai simultaneously in a little bit of technological magic. And we are candid and we're honest and damn, we're funny. So you should tell all your friends about us.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I was reading on one of the feedbacks. They actually, people actually find us funny. That's amazing. I think
it's not amazing. We are funny. I think I'm one of the funniest people in the world.
Really? Wow. And definitely, like, modesty is not one of your strong virtues, clearly. I'm the best. You're good. But with me, you're only second best. Great. And by the way, just to let the listeners know that I went through this all my childhood. Because this sister of mine was really good in academics, and I was always, always being compared to her. Always. So unfair.
That's right. You always ended up in the same classes with the same class teachers. It's a wonder they didn't call you by my name. Because you distinguished yourself by being really awful at everything.
Except sport. Come on, I was really good at sport.
I was really crap at sports, it's true. Although I have to say, I did try to play soccer, football as it's called in the rest of the world, for a bit. And this was sexism raising its ugly head back then. The boys wouldn't let me play. I was pretty good, I have to say, but oh well. Anyway, on to love, sex and dating.
Are you sure that was football or pitu?
Football.
See, now I wonder how many people even know what pitu is. I think the people who are from Delhi or North India would know what pitu is.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyways, we'll explain it another time, or maybe you can just use good old Google to figure that out. But moving on with the show, Rogue was telling me something really bizarre just earlier on. Do you want to let the listeners know what you were telling me about?
Yeah, scientists have discovered a new sexual position in India. An Indian sexual position, but it's in froggies. So basically,
what do you mean it's in froggies?
It's a frog sex position. Not doggy style, froggy style.
Indians have come up with a new...
No. So
they've
discovered it. Yeah, they didn't invent it. The froggies have been doing it for a really long time, but these scientists have finally mapped it. It's called the dorsal straddle. And you guys should check it out. It's basically a woman down on her stomach with, you know what the sleeping position roadkill looks like? When you've got like one leg, knee out at 90 degrees, you're on your stomach, and one leg is straight down. Sort of like a triangle. So that's the pose the female has taken at the bottom, and the man is basically imprinted on top of her from his face down on her in the same position, and that is called the dorsal straddle. So you heard it here first.
Well, these Indian frogs are pretty smart, huh? They must have got the latest edition of the Kama Sutra from somewhere.
Or they just had an old copy, you know.
Yeah, the really, really, really old one.
Anyway, in this episode, we're not just talking about dorsal straddling. We're talking about somebody who...
Or frogs.
Or frogs. Wants to have it froggy style, doggy style, but is not getting any.
Mm.
And another question about breakups and whether closure is everything it's cracked up to be. So stick around. We'll be right back.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And we're back after that little teensy weensy break. So we are now addressing questions on closure and breakups. So Rogue, would you please enlighten us with the question?
Sure. So this is a general question. It's not a question that was sent to us specifically, but it was retweeted by somebody LSDcast follows. That person is Lucid Illusions. And he retweeted O'Cryin, O-C-R-Y-I-N, a very popular emo account on Twitter. And this is our dating question.
Love.
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 And.
And. Do it. Do it.
So she says on Twitter, if you leave someone, you need to tell them why, because what is more painful than being abandoned is knowing you're not worth an explanation. And given how many times this has been retweeted, I assume this has resonated with a lot of people. So let's just unpackage that. And we're discussing it because Prem and I feel quite differently about this.
Yeah, can you just read it again?
Yeah. So if you're in a relationship, we're not talking about casual dating. In a previous episode, we've talked about ghosting, but ghosting doesn't, I don't think it applies to like a serious relationship. So in a serious relationship, if you break up, you need to tell someone you're breaking up with why. So in a relationship, if you break up with someone, you need to tell them why, she says. Because if worse than being abandoned, which is being broken up with, is feeling like you're not worth an explanation, like you weren't worthy enough for a real reason. So Prem and I are going to discuss this, and we'd love your feedback as well if you agree or don't agree.
Yeah, Rogue, what do you think? You think an explanation is always required?
Yeah, I do. And so there's a separate part of this, which is this whole you're not worth an explanation business. I think that's totally internalized. I think you should. In principle, you should, if you're breaking up with somebody, do them the courtesy of telling them why. I think you owe it to them, you owe it to yourself. And Prem?
You know, Rogue, when people break up, I mean, things can get pretty nasty. And one doesn't know like what the exact scenario is in this situation because you just read something from Twitter, which, you like you said, resonated with a lot of people. So obviously, you know, someone is hurting and they would express how they feel. But what I was about to say was that there is no explanation as such. Most explanations are sugar-coated.
What do you mean? Like, you have to, even if you're saying why it didn't work out, you have to tell people what, like, don't you owe it to them so that they can be happier later and you can be happier later and you're not like guilty of leading someone on and dumping them?
No, I think sometimes an explanation is not really required because, can the other person handle, like, the brutal truth? So, you know, sometimes they can't. And you have to think about the other person's feelings. Like, you spent X number of time with that person and now it's done. It's time to move on. You can sit the person down and you can give a little explanation. But whatever you're going to say is going to be very hurtful for them to hear, and it's going to go back to he said, you said, I said, but, and it'll carry on and on and on. And sometimes I feel that giving no explanation is actually really good, and the other person should be smart enough to understand that it's done.
Right. So of course, even I've been on the receiving end of hearing sorry, but it's just not working out, and I have also been on the giving end of saying sorry, it's just not happening, I can't do this,
it's not you, it's me.
But but I have to say, it's not because I have not given explanations before. The explanations are always there. You always tell somebody that this is not working out. I don't feel like I can work with this anymore. And I think that's the more respectful way of going forward. Not because it's... So I don't agree with the wording on this tweet at all, which, by the way, got 250 retweets and 388 favorites on Twitter. I don't agree with the wording. I think this is just too emo that you're being abandoned when you're being broken up with. Like, that is serious shit you need to see a counselor about. You're not being abandoned. You're just being broken up with, and you need to pick up your life and move on, and you will. And then the opposite is, so A, either you're being abandoned, or because you're not being told what's happening, you're not worth an explanation. So I have issues with this. But globally, I feel like an explanation is a requirement. It's etiquette. It's good karma. You don't want to leave your life open to this kind of stuff where you've hurt somebody and not even had the balls to tell them what was wrong or why you don't think this can carry on.
So you'd rather hear some brutal shit about you, like, you know, your breath stinks, you look like shit, I'm sick of you, I'm not attracted to you, get the fuck out of here. Would you rather hear that?
No, and like you're fond of saying, it all depends on how you say it. It doesn't have to be said with vitriol.
But sometimes it gets to that stage where you just can't see eye to eye on anything. So, like I said, it depends on situation to situation. Sometimes, you know, you've been in love with somebody for so many years and you've been invested and things are really not working out, and you both, like, one of the two is, like, is done and is fading and is, like, losing mental peace about everything and wants to get out. So he or she will sit down and explain themselves. But there's no easy way of accepting that from the person at the receiving end is what I'm trying to say. So sometimes,
but then,
when you don't explain yourself and you avoid the harsh truth, you may come across as an escapist, but you actually, some way, making sure that the other person is not very hurt.
So you're protecting them by omission. That, I think, it's a cop-out, but maybe that's just our personality styles. So I will concede, though, that the only time, and I'm talking from personal experience, the only time when I have done that and said, look, I'm just sorry, I have, like, nothing left to say, we're done, is when the explanations have been going on and on and on and on for months. And I feel like I'm talked out and that there's just nothing left to say. Not because I'm not putting forth an explanation, but because I am, like, if they haven't heard it by now, they're not going to hear it again.
You can't say that and then stick around in that relationship for months and months. Like, if you were really the type who'd explain your shit, then you would have done that and moved on and not wasted each other's time.
Well, sometimes you're in a relationship where you feel like it's just a phase, or, you know, that's a whole different topic for another show. The reasons why people stick around even when it looks doomed. I mean, just think about our friend Krishna from a couple of episodes ago. 6.5 years of putting up with disrespect and a loss of love. But he's still there. So the reasons why people stay are myriad. You're always hoping for a change. You're always hoping something will give. But you also cried yourself hoarse trying to express yourself and say, this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong, this is what's wrong. And then finally you're just like, I'm done. So it's not a question of just, like, being quiet and giving them the silent treatment and then just walking away one day because they're not worth an explanation, but just because you're done, you talked yourself hoarse. So that's how I think that comes about.
I'm actually curious to ask the listeners what they think, and what would you do?
Write to us. We're at LSDcast on Twitter. We're LSDcast on Facebook. LSDcast@sonologue.com. LSDcast@sonologue.com on email. And, you know, you can share what you like with us. We will take it on board. I'm really curious to know if people actually feel this way. 250 retweets makes me think there's a lot of really people who really take this super personally, like abandonment and shit, man. Talk to us. We're concerned about you. And don't feel that
right
way.
In. Tell us how you feel. And we promise we'll give you the right advice.
All right. We'll be back.
Hi. This is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us in the iTunes or Google Play Store. And to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And we're back after that break. Wow, Rogue, that was some heavy stuff there. Did you feel it? Like, I felt like my energies, like, really went down. I became softer. And I don't know, what kind of questions are you asking, Rogue? Come on.
Well, this is what people are discussing. This is love, sex, and dating in real life. So.
Okay, well, I have somebody who wrote in. I mean, again, it's not going to be a very happy one, but here goes. So we have Rima, who writes in saying that she has been married for 5 years now. Congratulations, Rima.
Okay, so she's in the love and sex part, but not the dating part.
Oh, good one, Rogue. So this is our sex question.
Sex.
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 So Rima writes in saying that, you know, she's been married for 5 years and she's been noticing a change in her husband of late. She says that she feels that he is not as intimate with her anymore. And every time she tries to make a move or, you know, trying to suggest something in the bedroom, he makes silly excuses. And the excuses are getting worse and worse. Like, she says that the other day he had mentioned, he said that, oh, baby, you know, my stomach is a bit off, or my head is hurting, or, you know, I'm just really stressed about work. I have to wake up at 6 in the morning and I have some office work. And there's no office work. Like, he wakes up at 8 o'clock. So she wants to know what she should say or do. And she did bring this up with her mom.
Oh, wow.
Who turned around.
So we're second to mom. That's impressive.
Yeah. So, well, there's... I was going to say there lives a mummy in each one of us, but never mind.
Oh, goodness. The mummy returns.
So she asked her mom, and her mom turned around and told her, like, kind of was very brief about it and said that, you know, this is very normal. It's bound to happen. It's inevitable. So it's something you should just accept.
Oh,
and it's okay.
How depressing.
It is. It really is. So,
oh, that is really
so
sad.
So Rima, honey, it seems like you have a bit of a problem in your hands.
Or not in your hands, unfortunately.
I think your mister is a bit bored. He finds sex, like, you know, to be a bit mundane. And I would suggest that you need to spice things up.
Wait. This is a little more complicated than that. It's not as easy as throwing on, like, transparent nighties and showing up with the boa, right?
How do you know? Has she tried that?
I don't know if she's tried that.
So there you go.
But I speak from years of experience counseling friends who have gone into this. So here's what happens, I think. And Prem, correct me if I'm wrong. But every relationship basically plateaus at some point, right? In the beginning, you can't get enough of each other. And then it tapers off. And then it's occasional. And if it comes to the point where one of you is just not interested, so... And if it comes to the point where one of you is just not interested, this is bad. This is a red flag. Because here's where it goes from here. He's not interested. You make an effort, you make an effort, you make an effort. He rebuffs you. Then you stop trying because you feel rejected. You feel vulnerable. You feel upset. You feel hurt. You feel angry. He gets it. Then he starts making an effort, by which time you are just like, what the fuck? And you rebuff him. You reject him. And you hurt him. So then he backs off. And you are in this beautiful cycle of never ever having sex again and losing all kinds of affection. Okay, that's the worst case scenario, definitely. Best case scenario is you show up.
Wow, Rogue, you really had this one down. Huh? Were you reading this out?
I've seen it so many times and it's sad. But it does happen a lot.
Yeah, it does. The best case scenario would be where Rima just shows up in this beautiful lingerie and turns him on and kind of like spices things up. How about that?
Well, the feminist in me is upset that you would put it all on her to do this spicing up. But clearly in this point, in this case, somebody's got to do it and she seems to be the only one interested in playing. So what's a girl to do, Prem?
Rima, you didn't hear this from me, but, you know, in India, you get a lot of Viagra equivalents. I would suggest just mix one in his drink.
Hey, but it isn't like it gives you an instant erection, like, twing! Oh, now I need to, like, no.
It does. It would. 15, 20 minutes.
I just read about it. Same for female Viagra. All it does is, like, send blood flow there. If you're aroused, then it will raise things. Is that not right? Am I like totally wrong with the science?
You give him the pill and then you do
and
something
attack
that
him.
Yeah, then you do something that arouses him and then there's no looking back. I think it's worth a shot.
I think you should be giving the advice you normally give, which is Prem's stock phase, like sit him down and have a chat. You know, there's so much that could be going on. He could be depressed, right? Which is then means that his libido, regardless of how many Viagra you crush into his dood and balam or whatever in the morning, and then how much ever you stimulate him, you know.
That's so old school. You know, I used to watch this in movies. So, Suhagraat ke din, badam dood pijiye ji. And then the parents come near the door, they hear what's going on, and then they like smile and walk away.
There you go. So if you really want that to happen, Balam Dood is the answer. And after that, you can, what is that pill that's advertised on the back of buses, Prem? You can use that.
Which one? Muesli Power.
Muesli Power. There you go.
That's the one.
Okay, no.
Muesli
so,
Power.
So seriously, Rima, he could be depressed. He could actually be stressed by work and avoiding everything. If he's sleeping till 8 o'clock and doesn't have work to do, maybe he's been fired and he's just going to a fake job with his briefcase every morning and doesn't know how to tell you. I mean, there's so much that could be going on. Why don't you just try to talk to him and tell him that you're afraid of what's going to come next? Because the scenario I played out for you, the worst case scenario, is really what happens. It's a horrible cycle to get into. And if it matters to him, he should care.
Also, if it is a serious problem, then maybe you guys should go for some kind of counseling to determine what exactly is going on. Better than just moping about it and talking to your mom, I would suggest that you hold the bull by the horns, literally, and really see where it goes. Because really, you have only to gain and nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, and whatever it is, you know, it's better to know than to sit and wonder and project and really...
Yeah, but first, Rima, before anything else, you should strap on a good lingerie and see if that works or not. If it doesn't, then do what Rogue is saying.
Okay, there you go. That's Prem's advice and that's Rogue's advice. And we are going to pause here for a little break.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we are back. Prem, what have you been up to this last week? Do tell. What's the dating scene like?
This week was a dating scene. Something really funny happened with a friend of mine. He was, in fact, just telling me this.
A friend of yours?
A friend of mine, you know. About 2-3 hours ago. So So he was away for a little while and then he got back into the city.
Just like you.
Me? who me? So you're not even paying attention, Rogue.
I am, sorry, yes.
So he has been fooling around with this chick.
Don't call her a chick. It makes you think of small yellow feathered things. It's disgusting.
Only you would say some stupid crap like that. Okay. Anyways. So he reaches out to this girl.
Thank you.
And wants to like reconnect with her, and he asks her what her plan is, and you know, they try to meet up on the weekend, and the weekend comes and he texts her and says, what's up, are we catching up? And you know, she said that I'm feeling so lazy, I just want to stay indoors. And my buddy writes back saying that I can understand because it's been raining, so why don't you come to my place and then we can be lazy together and we can just chill out. And she writes back saying that actually, what I really want is oral sex and a massage. Well, like, so direct. But she also mentioned that she wouldn't be able to make it because she has her period, and she sent this emoji of like a really upset face.
Uh-uh.
So my buddy writes back saying that, you know, you have your period, but those two things sound lovely to me. So why don't you just do those two things to me? And she writes back saying, no. like an N with like 7 and 8 O's in it.
I like this girl. She's my new hero.
So it's like, wow. like chicks in LA are pretty direct. They know what they want.
That's awesome. I think chicks in India can learn a lot from that, man. Speak your mind. Say what you want. Take ownership of who you are. Take ownership of your sexuality. That's awesome.
Exactly. Just say it how it is. Yeah, why can't people do that, actually? Why can't just people cut through the bullshit and just be?
Because that's not how we're programmed. That's the short answer.
So we should be wrapping the show up. But before we go, we have been really enjoying the feedback that we've been getting. And please, please don't stop doing that. Keep writing in. Tell us what's on your mind. If you have any questions that you don't think that you could ask other people, please go ahead and ask.
Or you've asked your mom and she said, you know, suck it up. And you don't want to hear that. Write to us.
Yeah. So please, please write in and ask us and tell us what it is.
Yeah. And while you're at it, please review us on your podcast app and tell your friends about us. Clearly, even married people are listening to our podcast. So yay. Tell everybody, you know, relationship status, no bar, sex, no bar, or whatever, bar. Wasn't that the joke?
Yeah.
Gender identity, sexuality, no bar. You know, whoever you are, you're totally welcome to come on the show, send us your questions. We will take care of you.
All right. This is Rogan Prem signing off.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating with your hosts, Prem and Ro.
A Sonologue production.